stare at the screen, okay? It'll be higher a year from now.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says his people project there are about 100,000 people already infected in his state.
What we don't want to do is overrun our health care system. We got a great health care system in the United States and in Ohio, but they also have a pretty good one in Italy, too, and we're seeing what problems that they're encountering in Italy.
Schools in Los Angeles and San Diego are now among those closing. Miami, Florida Mayor Francis Suarez says he has coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Alabama's first case of coronavirus was confirmed in Montgomery County earlier this morning. Health officials say the patient contracted the virus while traveling out of state. Montgomery has now canceled all city-sponsored events, including Saturday's half marathon, until further notice. Several local universities are switching to online classes to try and curb the spread of the virus. Troy University is offering online classes until April 6th. Auburn University and Auburn Montgomery are doing the same until April 10th. The Alabama Senate has approved a $5 million supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Health for coronavirus testing and response. The additional funds will help increase the number of people being screened for the virus. Those are some of the stories we're following very closely this afternoon. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From our Montgomery newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Big installation job coming up? Lowe's is ready with the quantities you need in stock and ready to go so you can get the job done right and done today. Plus, we'll help you save with up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. Save time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready with dedicated pro loaders to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O Glory, a symbol of freedom, Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided. With liberty, which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
You're probably aware, Governor Ivey just released a press release reporting that Alabama has identified its first case of COVID-19 disease in Alabama. This is the first case of a coronavirus infection that we have identified. We have been expecting this for some time now, as you know, and our state began testing within the state just a little over a week ago. We have been waiting to identify our case and finally found our first case this morning. We had a sample submitted to us yesterday afternoon. It was tested overnight, and at about 8 a.m. this morning, we learned that this test was positive. The person who's infected is a resident of Montgomery County. We have already contacted this person's physician, and the physician has notified that patient. We are aware that this patient is someone who had traveled out of state to another state where there is some community transmission going on. Our understanding at this time is that the patient felt unwell on returning home and has self-isolated themselves since they have been home.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Our first case of coronavirus in Alabama. Welcome aboard, everyone. Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
First case of corona in Alabama, and where did it happen? Right here in the capital city.
Indeed.
Monkey Town, as they call it.
Yeah.
So, people,
yeah.
We're all going to die.
Right.
Oh, man. Corona here, corona there, corona everywhere. Oh, boy. It's amazing. 75 degrees outside, by the way. Stock market is up 528 points. Open up today, 556 points now. Open up today, up 900, then went up to 1,200, then petered back down to 200, and it's been kind of going back and forth. It'll go down, go up, come back down a little lower, but it seems to have made it's on its way trying to make what's called, in my profession, a double bottom. So We have one leg of a bottom and the center peak, and if you bust the center peak or you stay at the single first bottom, then we may have found a bottom in the market. We will find out in the fullness of time. So how are you doing today?
Doing well. Could you say bottom again?
Yeah.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
You said breast.
Well, we're going to keep people abreast of the situation.
There we go. Absolutely. Yeah. Man, it's like all Corona all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Like, whoa.
More cancellations here.
Yeah, and I have a better feel for why and what they're doing with that. I talked to some friends last night in Washington. I lived in the Alexandria area in a high-rise apartment right out from Old Town. You could walk to Old Town. Yeah, a special walkway that right outside my apartment along the river takes you right into Old Town. And they said, Dan, you would not believe it. Said one of my favorite restaurants was Landini Brothers. Hmm. And said, we were at Landini Brothers last night. Nobody was there. Place is empty. So there may have been four other people in the entire place. And this is a very good restaurant on King Street, 318 King Street, matter of fact. And they said, you know, you walk down Old Town, and so the bars and stuff that you normally see on a Thursday night, nobody was there. It's empty. They said it's kind of spooky.
Right.
So, you know, you can have a snowstorm, you have more people. That's what people do in snowstorms. They go and drink and eat in Washington, D.C. Something I never did. Yeah, right. But it seems that what they're trying to do, from going through some of the interviews, and you'll hear a little bit of it today, but Fauci is doing a really good job. When he's wrong, he says he's wrong. When he explains things. And what they're trying to do is, it was the different venues' choices and different teams' choices to do this. But they basically said, look, if you don't have the events, then we don't know how many people actually have corona. And so if you have somebody that has corona and they're in a venue and you have, say, 10,000 people, how many people did that one person infect? And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop that from happening, where then you, one person goes to a game, has corona, gives it to 150 other people that are sitting right next to you for 2 hours at a sporting event. And I didn't really kind of think, I mean, think about a sporting event. You're sitting at, say, an Auburn game.
Right.
You're sitting there for almost 3 hours in a group of people that you're huddled in really tight together. If you went to a Duke basketball game, I mean, it is shoulder to shoulder in there. And that if you have someone's got corona, all the people around them are going to be exposed to that from all the screaming and yelling and breathing and all that kind of stuff.
And that's why the cruise ships are so bad, because they recirculate the air. And so it's just, yeah, the more packed in you are, and because this is airborne and you're right on top of folks, it just ups the odds.
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to flatten it out, and that kind of makes sense. The new Rochelle briefing by the governor was very interesting today. I wish I could have found a hard copy of it, an audio copy, so I could have played some of it for you. He did a very good job as an elected official of explaining what his state was doing. And it was kind of long. I think it was an hour and a half. But you got it for today. It really is something to kind of watch this thing unfold. I think this is not going to be nearly as bad as people think. DeWine from Ohio basically came out and said, you know, we think there are 100,000 people walking around in Ohio with coronavirus right now, and it'll double every 6 days.
Right.
Man, double every, so that's 100,000 to 200,000, 200,000, 400,000, 400,000, 800,000 in basically 3 weeks. Yow. But I think he misunderstood. I think the 100,000 came from what my doctor said, is that there are probably going to be 100,000 cases that will be identified by the end of this month.
Right.
The other part that's going to happen is what's going to be the effect of spring break, for example. And so you take the kids out of school where you have kids on top of kids sitting in an environment where they're all together. Or say you have one person has corona and they're changing classes 7 times, they're exposing a lot of people to that. So why take the risk? It's going to be interesting to see what MPS does. But I understand what they're trying to do, and I understand the league and the NCAA I was a little mad at him yesterday because I didn't get to see Duke. But I understand now that I kind of have a better feel of the dynamics that are involved in this thing. And, you know, free enterprise, God bless you. Roach Industries has come up with a test now that you can get a response back in 3 hours.
Wow.
And
that's fantastic.
FDA has cleared it. They just need to go make about 10 million copies of it, and then they're ready to go. And some companies are going to make some big bucks on this thing. Roach Industries, which is not a U.S. company, but has big ties within the U.S., and LabCorp is another one that they are doing some remarkable things. And I can see this concept because you don't know, you know, I could have it, you could have it, and we don't know.
Right.
Because we're asymptomatic, but you have it. But you get somebody that's at risk, and like some of the people maybe within our organization here,
sure,
it could really have a devastating effect. Most of the people that get this don't know they either have it or think that it's something else other than corona.
Right.
The test will just tell you, go take that person and put them in isolation so they don't go touch 500, 600 people over a course of 2 weeks that it's taking for it to get out of your system. So Dr. Fauci was on this morning. I like the way he handled this. CBS was a little tough on him. He's going to be talking about the testing. This is the setup portion of the interview.
The new normal in America is keeping clear of the coronavirus from business to sports to family life. The list of schools and activities forced to close in order to protect public health jumped dramatically yesterday. Companies have asked millions of employees to work from home to protect their colleagues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 10% yesterday, its worst day in more than 32 years. And the government still faces serious questions over the limited level of coronavirus testing.
CBS News is tracking the extent of testing in every state in this country. The numbers show that just over 13,000 Americans have been tested, and more than 1,700 of them have tested positive for coronavirus. The growing number of empty store shelves is a sign that we could be in for a long siege from this virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, told a congressional committee yesterday that the testing system in the U.S. is, quote, failing.
Okay, so that's the setup. Let me go to a break. We'll come back and hear the interview with Dr. Fauci, who's doing an outstanding job. He said he had 3 hours sleep last night. This guy's a working horse. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm all right.
Nobody but a bony. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Summer is coming to an important junction here. It's if it can keep going in the way it's going right now, it can break, say, the magic number 22, 175.52, and we are 175.52 away from it right now. If it can break that number, that will be a major indicator that we have made a bottom, and that it should then trace between that number and the opening number. But that's an important number. I like that. Okay. Let's now get into Fossey's interview, and he's going to be asking about the new testing coming in.
Dr. Fauci, I want to begin with family doctors because they're on the front lines of this fight against the virus, and I want to play a part of an interview we did yesterday with a family doctor in New Jersey discussing his frustrations with testing, and then get your message to him.
They want the doctors to start testing them in their own practices rather than sending everybody to the ER to get tested, but they don't realize that we don't have the kits yet. It's really very frustrating because we can't diagnose these people. We can tell everybody to self-isolate, but people tend to not always listen to what we tell them. And if we have people slipping through the cracks, they have the potential to infect many others before we finally catch up to them to test them.
And that, in a nutshell, is how this spreads. Dr. Fauci, what's your message to doctors like that one?
Well, obviously, that's a very frustrating situation. As I mentioned at the hearing yesterday, the original system that was set up worked for a particular type of a public health response, patient-physician relationship, order a test, et cetera. It was not designed for a much broader blanketing of the country to have tests available. That is being rapidly corrected. Admittedly, back when this particular individual had that experience, it did not work for that particular physician. But I'm looking forward now. We had a task force meeting yesterday, and we heard that the kinds of tests from the commercial sector that would be available, readily available, is really very, very close right now. Very
okay, so he's going to now be talking about this new test and new corporate response for this. Now, this is why America is so great, is that the corporations, because of a profit incentive, are getting right on this thing. Listen in.
Close. Dr. Fauci, you said there'd be 4 million tests sent out by the end of this week. Are we on track for that?
You know, there's a difference between a test being sent out and the connection between the test and those who could actually administer the test. What we really need is to get the test available in venues that people could easily access. That has not been the case. But as I mentioned just a moment ago, looking forward, it is very likely we will have that within the next week or so.
Dr. Fauci, the FDA just issued an emergency authorization for a test that can be administered in about 3.5 hours, where you get the results back. How soon will folks be able to get those tests, and who will be tested?
Well, the situation is that the test you're referring to is really what I was just mentioning a moment ago, something that would be available that is not just going through a multiple-step process. If a person comes in right now, or at least in the next few days to
Listen
a week,
to this.
And has a symptom that is suggestive of coronavirus, back a week or two or three ago, there were restrictions on that. Those restrictions have been lifted by the FDA. One of the restrictions were you had to have proven contact with someone who either has coronavirus or suspected of coronavirus. That's off the board now. If you go in, there's a good reason for you to get it, you're going to get a test. But again, it's going to be graded. It's not going to all happen tomorrow or the next day. It's going to start going like this, that relatively soon, that kind of issue that was just mentioned by the person who spoke hopefully will no longer be existent.
Okay, so from me gleaning all this information, basically what you do is you go in and the test kit is a vial that you take the top off, you pull the swab out, you swab the person's mouth, you put the swab back into the tube, put the cap on it, and then send it to a lab. That's a test kit. And then the lab runs that and calls you back and says, sorry, corona, or whatever, you know, negative, positive, whatever, and they inform the doctor, as you heard happened here in Alabama. They informed the doctor, doctor informed the patient. And now you'll be able to do something, put that person in a separate area, but here's the danger. Let's say you think you have corona, and let's say it's you're kind of imagining that you have corona. So they put you in a room with a whole bunch of other people who think that they have corona. Well, just one person has corona, and you're not observing the six-foot difference. Imagine a room that you have to have 6 feet around every person. I mean, that's a lot of space there.
Yes, yes.
That's 36 square feet. So if you have 20 people, that's 720 square foot room.
I mean, and you and I are only, what, like 4 feet apart?
No, so. You better kind of keep an eye on you, Joey.
I feel great. Yeah. Right now.
But it's, so it's kind of the self-defeating type deal. They've got to manage this a little bit better. They did an interview from Cleveland Clinic and one from Sloan Kettering. They've got these separate tents that when we had the flu last year, remember they were having a real hard time with it, and they built these triage places that were tents with negative pressure in them. Well, Sloan Kettering and the Cleveland Clinic has that. And so if you have it, you call the hospital, they send you to an area, they have a person in a hazmat suit that picks you up and puts you in an isolated room, and they test you, and then you stay in that isolated room until the test result comes back. But their test results are coming back really fast. They're doing it at their own lab there at Cleveland Clinic. Another problem that you have, you go to the, you think you may have it or you think you may be exposed, which is actually the biggest problem, and then you go, and let's say your test is negative. So you go, okay, well, I don't have coronavirus. I just go back and do my... Then you have another incident that you bump into somebody who has coronavirus. Do you go back and go get another test? I mean, how many tests will each person use as you come across? I think the key was that, are you around anybody that is has had corona and were you exposed to it? Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, I'm going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is set to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. He's called a news conference at 3 p.m. Eastern. That declaration would free up more money for state and local governments to deal with the disease. Negotiations continue on a coronavirus financial relief bill in Congress. Fox is told that some Republicans are concerned it's too big and broad. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says about drops in the stock market.
My comment is don't stare at the screen, okay? It'll be higher a year from now.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says his people project there are about 100,000 people already infected in his state.
What we don't want to do is overrun our health care system. We got a great health care system in the United States and in Ohio, but they also have a pretty good one in Italy, too, and we're seeing what problems that they're encountering in Italy.
Schools in Los Angeles and San Diego are now among those closing. Miami, Florida Mayor Francis Suarez says he has coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're into an extended stretch of very warm days and very mild nights. Today, a risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but not every town will get one. High today in the upper 70s, low tonight around 60. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low 80s both days. Spotty isolated showers are possible, but many towns will stay dry. Still warm Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s. Rain chances will be small. Pollen count in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Senator Will Barfoot's going to be in the House with us at 2 o'clock for a legislative roundtable. He'll have to go over with it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I hadn't come down with anything yet.
That's good.
Except old age. Dan, I got a question to get your opinion.
Sure.
Is it fair to compare the situation in 09 with the swine flu and the way the government reacted, the way the media reacted to what's going on today?
I think it is.
So what's the difference?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking at that again in all the cases we had. And they were doing stuff. The government was doing things to alleviate the problem, but the media wasn't throwing it in your face every 5 minutes.
And telling you that you were wrong.
Yeah. And I heard something about, you know, the way the media, you know, on the printed media, too, you know, front page news this time, they kind of just hit it in the back pages when Obama was president. I didn't bring it. It wasn't a real lead story.
Yeah.
It was just...
Somebody needs to do a story of a comparison of the two of those.
Yeah, that would be interesting. But I don't think any of the anybody. I don't even think Fox would do it. And I just it's just disgusting. You know, they didn't close anything down. They didn't close down all the sports. They didn't do any of that stuff, and it was worse.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And Ed Rollins, who's a campaign manager 84, a friend of mine, he said basically, this is going to make or break Donald Trump. If Donald Trump pulls out of this thing and everything's fine, you have very low impact on individuals' lives and individuals' health, then he's going to be great. If this thing gets out of control and the economy goes into recession and you have an angry public, then that's probably going to cost him the election.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody knows it, but you won't hear that. Nobody saying that. I couldn't believe that Fox actually had AOC on their on Brett Barrett last. I couldn't believe that. Why would you have a little young whippersnapper who was serving, working at a bar on there, you know, before she took this job, and they're giving her opinion on stuff? I mean,
I thought they were pretty light on her.
Yeah, I know. That's what got me, too. But I mean, but why would you even have her on there? What has she got to do with it? You know, I could care less about her.
Well, she was talking about the vote in the House on the trying to get the stimulus, which is a very important vote. And we're going to kind of get into that. And the president may call for a national emergency in just a little bit.
Yeah, I figure that's what's going to happen. But I just think this thing with shutting everything down and the panic, and you got people rushing to the store and buying, stockpiling and everything, and just, it's just all drummed up by the media. And it's just, it's really getting tiresome. And they're going to look back on this thing in about a year and look back and say, what in the world were people thinking? You know, but maybe, hopefully, old bumbling Biden won't be the president then, because it'll all get covered up anyway.
Bumbling Biden, I like that.
But I just, it's just disgusting the way this thing is, here's, they got one in Alabama now. Oh no, let's shut the state down. You know, so I even saw some stuff going on. There's all kind of junk going on the internet that the president was going to lock down the whole country and that the banks were all going to close. You better go get your money out of the bank. All the banks are going to close and all this stuff. I mean, just stuff out there everywhere. People just acting crazy.
Yeah. And I think that if the stock market would have kept going down, I think they probably would have suspended the stock market. But today, and the way it rolled off yesterday when I went back and looked at the tape, it was pretty good action yesterday afternoon and today.
Well, the best thing that could happen is for this thing to start leveling off, you know, the outbreak. So, I mean, it's going to go up some more, and I know that. But for this thing, when it peaks out and they start coming down and the stock market starts building back up, and it'll calm, then the media won't have anything to go after.
Let me tell you something. The way they covered it on the way down is not going to be the way they're going to cover it on the way up. And let me tell you, this was my conference call this morning. If the public gets a sense that everything's going to be okay, that you're not at real risk, and things are calming down, and this thing gets under control, you could have a stock market that would be unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Top 30?
Yeah, I think you break 30,000. The other thing I think you could do is we're re-looking at things and the way we do business. You know, distance learning, I think it's going to be real big. Zoom stock is just taking off where you're doing telecommuting. I think we're going to decouple ourselves from China. I think China's going to get hurt. We're going to get helped. And people who want to do business in the United States need to build their factory in the United States, because we are not going to shut down things the way China did. I mean, we don't know half of what's going on. It'd take me too long to explain, but China basically stopped production, locked everything down, got all the people out, sent them home, self-quarantined, and if you showed up with the virus, they snapped you up in a second, and they put you in a clinic. You didn't have any say-so about it. They just did it.
Yeah, it's, well, I'll tell you what, let's give it let's say 4 months.
Oh, I think it'll be July. Done by 4 months.
Yeah, let's say 3 months. This thing is turning around right in the middle of the committee. It's going to kill the Democrats.
Well, particularly after, and we're going to play this, and particularly after what Biden and Sanders did yesterday, that pissed me off. I mean, just flat out made me mad. I had to go back and watch the tape of it twice to go, did he really say that?
Yeah. And they're fundraising on this thing.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Did MSNBC or CNN call him out?
Absolutely not. And you barely heard it. The only person you really heard it from was Karl Rove.
It's funny, yeah. Dan. That's the exact language I used this morning. Pissed me off. When I watched that last night, I'm like, what are you? They're already doing that.
Exactly. I mean, it was doom and gloom. It was Trump is an idiot.
Right.
And for Joe Biden to call somebody an idiot is pretty remarkable. I mean, that just, I was sitting there going like, what? Duh?
Yeah. When this thing turns around in, like you said, about 3 months or so, boy, it's going to make them look like a bunch of you-know-what. So, we're doing all we can do. And I'm tired of hearing, oh, we're not doing enough. You're not doing anything.
We're actually doing more than we should be doing. And I like the way Fauci is kind of saying it's going to get a lot worse. And he's changing expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not going to be a lot worse and it's going to be a pretty flat number, then that I think the hero is going to be Donald Trump and the Trump administration.
Yeah.
If you look at the deaths, it was because of a state health department didn't take the radical transitions that Trump did. For example, what happened in Washington State? That was the Washington State Health Department's fault. They should have gotten in there and done something immediately. They're doing their own lab testing. They should have tested everybody in there and found out how severe it was and not get it where one person gets it, then that one person gets it to five others, and just keep spreading. 22 deaths in one building?
Building
that only had like 178 patients.
Mm.
That's incredible.
Mm. Well, when the doctor comes, when he starts, as soon as he comes out with a positive report, you're going to see things just start snowballing. And he said, this thing is peak now. It's coming down. Because, I got a feeling it's going to turn around.
Well, now remember that when they get these test kits, your numbers are going to go up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
because
obvious.
Because you're going to test them. You're probably going to, CDC said, probably 100,000 by the end of this month.
Yeah.
But what we did is we're going to get so on top of it that it's not going to spread the way it had been spreading in Italy, which, by the way, Italy has a much higher, much older population than we do.
And if you can then bring a lot of therapeutics and antivirals to bear very quickly, you can limit the number of deaths.
Yeah, they're right now, I forgot the name of the company, but what they're doing is they're taking DNA from patients who have had it, tested positive, and had antibodies, and they're taking their antibodies out, and they're testing it now, and it's very, very close to being ready. So if they can mass produce that, then you have a vaccine immediately to deal with it. That would be huge.
I made a joke about Donald Trump saying I have the best blood and antibodies the other day, but that's fascinating. That's great.
Well, it's going to turn around, so I'm going to look on the bright side. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Good day, Friday 13th, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
And I agree with you when I heard Joe Biden say that. I said, wait a minute. Have you been in a cave?
Well, how about when the swine flu was happening on his watch? I mean, it is amazing. They blame Trump for the stuff that they handled very, very poorly.
Yes, sir. Everything Biden said the president should be doing, he's already doing.
Yeah.
You know, I said, where you been, dude? You guys not listening. I don't know.
I tell you what, the other thing that really made me mad about him, did you see that look in his eyes, that kind of squinty eye type thing?
Yes, like sir. He always has that.
He was mad, and you could tell it was a fake, forced anger.
Yes,
I tell you what, he pissed me off.
Yeah, at least Bernie was just being Bernie. Biden, it comes across as just so contrived.
Yeah,
so ridiculous.
So insincere.
I'm glad I live by myself because nobody can see the way I react. You know,
did you throw
things? I come off the sofa. I was pissed.
There you go. There's the word of the day.
You know, but another question I had, how is this affecting, I have not heard nothing about this, Hollywood, movie theaters?
They're not, and that's a great question. They are not doing a whole bunch of rollouts of new movies. The new James Bond movie was going to happen. Several new things that were coming out. They've delayed that until afterwards because they're worried that they release it, that people won't go to the theater, so they would have shut their wallet, proverbially, and so they're going to wait and do it later on.
Anything that you have to do at a crowd or an event, you're going to see plummet, any industry connected to that. But anything you can do at home, I'd imagine that's going to go up. You know, a lot of TV, a lot of Netflix is going to happen.
Netflix is going to do great. Netflix stock went up, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And HBO and Stars, they're all going to do well.
And board games are coming back in popularity.
Yeah. Really? Seriously. How about restaurants?
Well, restaurants.
Like Popeyes, Luby's.
Luby's. Boy, you can tell he went to Texas if he knows what Luby's is.
I love Luby's.
I do, too. It was right down the street from where I lived. In Houston, the one down by the medical center. It, I haven't been out to dinner. Well, let me ask Joey. Joey, you went out to dinner a couple of nights ago. How crowded was it?
When I went the other few nights ago, it was
Tuesday.
Yeah, it actually wasn't that crowded. It was not. It was a nice restaurant. I'll just tell folks, City Grill. It wasn't that crowded.
My test will be, I will go to Jubilee tonight to go pick up some gumbo.
Yeah.
That will tell me if people are not going, because Jubilee on Friday night is packed at 5:30.
If it's not tonight, that's
and I'll ask Bud if he's seen an effect of it. Well, if you're in the restaurant business, call me and tell me if you've seen any positive or negative effect.
I went there for the first time forever and met Bud. Great guy.
Did you? Oh, he's a great guy.
Great guy.
Great guy. Great place to eat.
All right, Mr. Morris, thank you for taking my call, sir, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling. Okay, gang, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ooh, it's a sunny day outside my
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, we just broke an interesting barrier in the stock market where now you need to go back and test the down leg of this thing. If the test survives, then we did make a bottom. Okay, let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good afternoon, Dan, Joey. How are y'all this evening?
Excellent, and you?
Man, I'm doing just fine. If I could get away from them. Golly, I mean, it's like a madhouse at every Walmart you go to, Dan. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, what's going on at Walmart?
Man, I guess everybody's scared of this stuff or something.
What are they buying?
They buying up everything.
Huh.
Yeah, it's hysterical out there. These people just, I mean, they buying up everything, Dan. I've never seen anything like it. Looks like they're preparing for a hurricane.
Really?
That's what it reminds me of. I have never seen anything like this.
Which Walmart did you go to?
Well, let's see. I stopped in Wetumpka this morning. I had to get some stuff for work. Then I went into one over on Atlanta Highway over there, and it is just as bad. I mean, I have never seen anything like this.
It'd be interesting to stand there and see what people are buying.
Yeah,
well, probably toilet paper.
I've seen a lot of people make posts about you fools buying up all this toilet paper, and then they'll come back and go, well, actually, I just need some toilet paper. I need to go buy some myself.
I think they're going to probably black market that stuff, and I hope this thing's over with and a lot of people live standing there. With
Can you see somebody go, come here, need some toilet paper? Opens his coat out. A thing of charming.
And I've been making this point, Dan Smokin, that, you know, of course, first priority, us being who we are and self-interested creatures, you know, your unwiped butt is a concern first. But at a certain point, you should be concerned about everybody around you having unwiped butts as well. Don't hoard all the TP.
Right.
Now, I can imagine that people are getting prescriptions filled.
Yes.
I can see that.
Yeah, well, there's a line there, but Dan, I mean, you can't go through the front part of Walmart. There are so many those buggies just filled with stuff all out in the road. I've never seen anything like this till a hurricane comes. And it's driven by the media, and the media has got people out here freaked out.
Well, if we just had our first case in Alabama, and it's in Montgomery County, they're really going to freak now.
Right. Well, I don't know when to go shopping. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I guess you might find a roll of toilet paper if you're lucky, but I've never seen anything like this thing.
I heard that before.
Yeah, and Tim Sum, now, what are they doing about the prisons?
About the prisons?
Yeah, I mean, you've got some overcrowd in there, and if you get the one case of it off in there, well, you don't have a problem, I would think.
No, that would be, you are in lockdown. Talk about isolation. Quarantine.
Well, how many of them could you?
Well, I'm not sure that population, because what you'd have to have is a CO, correctional officer, or a visitor. Now, it'd be interesting if they cancel visitation on Saturdays.
Right. I mean, I don't see why. They couldn't get it introduced into the prison system as well as a school or any other gathering.
Not exactly. I mean, what you basically do is you have a inmate population, and then you have a correctional office population that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So a correctional officer would have to bring it in, or a visitor would have to bring it in.
Or a visitor. Exactly. But I mean, once it's exposed, it could go around that place. Just one person could come in there. I was just wondering if the correctional institution as a whole has taken any kind of a precaution.
Don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just kind of hit me, you know, that this has got a lot of people in there. They're overcrowded for sure.
Well, and then, again, the other part about a prison, prisons are compartmentalized. In other words, you have dorms. So Staten, last time I looked, had 6 dorms. And so it's the problem is when the population mingles together, they're in the chow hall, or they're in church together, or they're at Ingram taking classes together. That's the problem.
Right.
Well, I was just kind of curious if they.
I can tell you were smoking those. I got to go, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you.
See you. Don't keep telling me the same thing three or four times. We're top.
Hey, good Friday, gentlemen.
Good Friday.
I completed my coronavirus prevention this morning. I bleached a house and with 8 gallons of bleach, and there's nothing alive within 6 feet of me, I promise you.
And everything's white.
Everything's white. Hey, I was already mighty white as it was, but, you know, I don't think there's a bacteria that's going to survive on me or a virus at this point. I'm sorry to hear all this stuff about the panic, and but we're just going to have to weather through it and put things in perspective. America is the best health system and probably the healthiest people in the world, and people really need to concentrate on doing their exercise and getting outside, get some vitamin D to boost your immune system, and we're in the Garden of Eden of food here. We got the best fresh food and vegetables all over. Everybody just eat it up and enjoy where we are because we're in a good place.
Yeah, the problem and is that we have a segment of our population that's not very healthy. That's the problem.
Yeah. But, I mean, we can't do anything about those. But overall, we're pretty healthy. We're certainly well-fed in this country.
Oh, yeah. Go to Walmart.
You're really well-fed. In fact, it wouldn't hurt for half the country to go on a diet at this point. So, I'm looking forward to a beautiful weekend, man, and I'm going to get outside and just ingest all the pollen I can and make the most of it.
I
encourage you and everybody else to do that, and if you would get me in, maybe Friday 13th would be lucky for me, 12-13.
You got it. You're in.
And Joey, hardworking man, I know if they quarantine Greg, we're going to have a crazy situation, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's down in Fort Lauderdale, and they have cases down there.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Well, there's cases everywhere, so we'll just have to put it in perspective.
Now, talk about a population.
I'll see y'all later.
Talk about a population at risk. There's a Florida population that's really at risk.
And I mentioned this earlier, Dan, and I'd encourage you, if you've got time this weekend, of all folks, Joe Rogan had on this guy named Michael Osterholm a couple days ago. He is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. His team pretty much called the trajectory of this, and they called it a while ago, back in January. Mm-hmm. He's been very informative. The one concern he has about the U.S. population as it spreads is obesity, heart disease, certain things in the United States that haven't been factors in other countries.
Yeah, and again, the Italian population, who has a much longer longevity than we do, particularly when you're outside of Rome, but our incident of obesity